Galapagos iguanas. Darwin got it wrong.
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, school books usually illustrate the supposed evidence for evolution by discussing those unique animals that Darwin saw on the Galapagos Islands. But tell us why these iguanas you mentioned actually disprove Darwin's ideas.
Well, the marine iguanas of the Galapagos are the only lizards to get their food from the sea. They actually dive to depths of 30 feet to feed on algae and seaweed. Now, while feeding in the cold waters, the iguanas remarkably slow their heart rate and blood flow. This saves oxygen so they can stay underwater for 20 minutes at a time. But the very cold water presents a problem for them maintaining their body temperature around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. So to keep from cooling down too quickly, these iguanas are able to restrict the blood flow to the skin, keeping it near the center of the body. Feeding underwater also presents another problem. How does the iguana stop swallowing all the salt water? Well, it just so happens that it has a special gland that actually removes the salt from the water. It allows the iguana to drink all the salt water it wants to. You know, when you look at all the special features of this unique lizard, you really have to marvel at God's design and wonder how Darwin failed to see the clear answers from the Bible that God created.
Did you know that the idea of a very old Earth came up well before Darwin? That's the topic of a new booklet available free on our website, answersradio.com.